talking with the chief economist of American Farm Bureau, Bob Young. And Bob, let's talk about where we are with this economy. I know we've for the last couple of years, we've really watched as these prices have backed up. The costs obviously are still out there, pretty substantial for our members. And net farm incomes not looking very promising right now. Does that trend really continue in 17 that we've seen in like 15 and 16?
Actually, I think you could make a case, and we obviously subscribe to more than one service that forecasts farm income. And actually, we've got some of those that are saying that 16 is actually going to be the low point and that farm income in 17 could actually be up a little bit. And it's both, a little revenue boost as well as a little cost decline as well. Again, early days yet. We'll have to wait and see. Give me a weather forecast and I'll give you a price forecast.
You I'm sure you've been watching this tug of war over acres with corn and soybeans, and I guess that can really not over yet.
No, not at all. And I think the weather could have as much to do with it as the economics, as cold and wet as we are out in parts of the Midwest at this stage of the game. It might be kind of tough to start thinking about putting the corn in the ground. Again, we got a long time to go yet, but then we can put a lot of corn in the ground in a hurry. But you could almost talk about a situation where the, weather delays in putting the corn in the ground will move us that much more into beans. I think we're going to pick up 3-4 million acres of beans anyway as it is. But if a guy gets, too many issues, it wouldn't be at all out of the possibility to talk about 5 or 6.
Current weather status, as you mentioned, weather can really play havoc at this time of year as we start trying to get these crops really going, or in the case of wheat, trying to wrap it up with harvest. What's this going to mean as far as potential for, revenues lost or crop insurance having to kick in, all of these things?
Well, on the wheat side, just an awful lot of wheat out there in the world right now. Again, very early days yet in terms of whether we've had any effect out of this cold weather, and we put a lot of snow on top of it that's going to melt off, et cetera, before too much longer. But I'm not sure that even though you'd think the weather situation probably be most dire right now for the wheat market, I think there are just enough supplies there that just hard pressed to see a whole lot of price move come out of that. I could see if this the kind of cold wet continues, we do back another. 1 million, 2 million acres or whatever out of corn into the bean side, that you would almost expect prices to move with that. If we didn't end up moving a little out of corn, could get a corn price pop, could get a bean price hit as well as that unfolds. So probably a little different story on those two commodities than it is for wheat.
Obviously, early days of the 2018 Farm Bill debate, starting to talk about that a little more seriously almost day by day, week by week. Everybody seems to be saying one thing, and that is crop insurance has to be, that pot of money has to be maintained.
Absolutely. I think when you look across the spectrum of support that we provide to producers, that the crop insurance is the wide, broad, deep loss protection that if you come in and get a big loss, that is going to be what picks up and kind of bails you out. PLC, price loss coverage, or the area revenue coverage, et cetera, those are, do provide you with some shallow loss protection, but they're exactly that. They're shallow loss protection. They're not going to give you that deep protection if you have a major yield loss as well as a price hit.
Big picture, well-being of these producers. Are we, you said maybe 16 was the bottom. How does a guy navigate successfully here? An immediate plan, but maybe a 5-year plan too.
I wish I had a good answer for that one, because everybody's case is going to be special, going to be different. The standard economics answer is to better marketing, take advantage of the price pops when they come along, watch the cost side, make sure you're as sharp a pencil as you can find on that front. I probably can't say that anymore, can I, that a sharp pencil, but just watch the cost side as well. But again, we know all that. Folks have been in business this long, in agriculture, know that. It's watching what's going on the personal expense side. Can I afford to spend as much stuff on the household as I did during good times? Probably not. And that's probably the toughest expense of all to try to get a handle on. Beyond that, again, these are smart guys, smart folks in farming. You know, they'll do smart things.
The chief economist of American Farm Bureau, Dr. Bob Young, talking with us at Washington Watch 2017 in our nation's capital with other farm broadcasters from across the country. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.